times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE, 877-26-BIBLE.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Senate reaction to a second attempted assassination of former President Trump.
We all must do our part to ensure an incident like this does not happen again. This means that Congress has a responsibility to ensure the Secret Service and all law enforcement have the resources they need to do their job.
Leader Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell both say they're thankful Mr. Trump was not hurt. Police on Long Island, New York say they will use every available resource to protect the former president and the site of his rally this Wednesday. Two elementary schools in Springfield, Ohio were evacuated after bomb threats, which authorities say are fueled by misstatements about what Haitian migrants are doing in that city. A firefighter has been injured in a natural gas pipeline fire in Deer Park, Texas, not far from Houston. The Dow closing today at a record high. The markets overall closing mixed. This is ABC News. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams. Another Gilgo Beach murder under investigation in New York.
Authorities on Long Island releasing a sketch and other information on a man they're calling Asian Doe, an unidentified South Asian found dressed as a woman and suspected of being a sex worker, whose remains were found on Gilgo Beach in 2011. His violent murder by blunt force trauma currently unsolved.
This person had a name. This person had family. This person had friends.
Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney. Asian Doe may or may not be connected to Rex Huerman, the suspected Gilgo Beach serial killer currently charged in the murders of six women. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
The State Department says American pastor David Lin is back in the U.S. after his release from a Chinese prison over the weekend. The 68-year-old sentenced to life in prison in 2006 on what the U.S. says were trumped-up fraud charges. Lin at the time had been trying to open a Christian training center in Beijing when he was arrested. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menu signs and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see. JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight. Low mid-60s. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid Tuesday and Wednesday. Highs mid-80s. Clouds return Thursday, a chance of storms late. High temps drop back into the low 80s. More rain chances for the upcoming weekend. Good news and good deals can be found at goodnewsminnesota.com. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. The Lac du Flambeau Tribal Council has passed a resolution disallowing Republican State Senator Mary Felskowski from entering the tribe's northern Wisconsin reservation. This comes amid a dispute between the tribe and the town of Lac du Flambeau over road access on reservation lands. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has announced $160,000 in penalties against Strauss Feeds of Watertown, the producer of milk replacer for calves and young animals, cited for the risks of explosion and fire due to dust hazards. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson is joining legislative Republicans calling on the Milwaukee Public Schools District to put police officers back in high schools. This follows a widely publicized attack of three older men by three students this week. Wisconsin Radio Network.
They say winning never gets old, but overplaying did for me. Day in, day out, I was always chasing that next big win, desperately trying to win back what I had lost. I kept thinking the next one is the big one. But then my wife gave me the numbers that I needed. The Problem Gambling Helpline was a lifeline, and with help, I got my life back. I learned to manage my impulses and make informed choices. I found more time to do the things I love without having to carry the burden of chance. Now I'm not spending all of my money and my time playing my lucky numbers, hoping for a winning hand or betting on that parlay. So before you place that next bet, remember to bet on yourself, because when you gamble responsibly, everyone's a winner.
If you or someone you know gambles more frequently than planned or has made repeated, unsuccessful attempts to stop gambling, call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. There is hope, there is help, and there is a path to peace of mind. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. And Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. One person is dead after a motorcycle accident in the town of Gale Thursday. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, the motorcycle was traveling northbound on Highway 53 near Highway Triple T on Thursday evening and hit an object in the road. The driver lost control, tipped the motorcycle onto its side, and was ejected. He was taken to a La Crosse hospital where he later died. The man's name has not been released. The Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department is asking anyone with information about any debris that had fallen into the road to please contact the Sheriff's Department. A Rochester woman has been identified as a person killed over the weekend in a Goodhue County vehicle collision. An SUV and Jeep collided with each other just after 1 a.m. Saturday on Highway 52 just outside of Zumbrota. The SUV's driver, 60-year-old Lori Post, was killed. The other driver, a woman from California, suffered life-threatening injuries in the crash, which remains under investigation. There's no word on the condition of a La Crosse police officer and male subject after they were reportedly run over by another officer. Reports are the officer had wrestled an individual to the ground Friday night shortly after 8 p.m. in the parking lot of the All Abilities Trained Park. Another police vehicle arrived in the parking lot and ran over both the officer and the suspect. Police have not released the identity of the officers or the suspect and did not provide detail regarding the suspect's arrest. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is stressing hunters know their target this deer bow hunting season. Elk zone biologist Christina Zakzewski says elk are typically quite a bit larger than adult deer. Elk are about 1 to 2 feet taller than adult deer at that shoulder height. Now, an elk calf would be at this time of year about the same size as an adult white-tailed doe, but does display different coloration. Deer hunters are advised to visit the DNR's website for species identification tools and other hunting tips. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime. Buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
The construction of the new Tarrant Park pool continues. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron was able to tour the site last week and says crews hope to have the building completed by the end of the month.
We're surely hoping that here by the end of this month that the building itself will be complete. And then when they get into, as it gets a little colder, they'll be doing some inside work. The pool itself should be poured and everything around the first. They're planning to go through the end of October, 1st November.
The pool is still scheduled to be completed by June 1st of next year. The Trempealeau County Sheriff says a missing teenager from Green Bay has been found safe. Deputies say they found the 17-year-old Braylon Mueller Saturday. She'd been missing from her home in Green Bay since early July. The Sheriff's Department says she was spotted several times in Trempealeau County and last week reached out in help in finding her. A group home worker from Fall Creek is facing charges after investigators say she had sex with one of her patients. Prosecutors filed the charges last week against 29-year-old Alicia Vogler of Elk Mound. Fall Creek police say Vogler had sex with a man who was living at the Palmer Place group home under a protective order. Authorities were called after several co-workers said the two were too close, and after managers say they found several sexually explicit text messages. Vogler is charged with four counts of second-degree sexual assault. She'd be forced to register as a sex offender if convicted. Nearly $30 million in federal American Rescue Plan funding has been allocated for projects to increase internet access across Wisconsin. 11 projects are being funded through the State Public Service Commission's Digital Connectivity and Navigators program. That would allow more than 50,000 households to receive a loaned device and over 30,000 to access free Wi-Fi. The largest recipient, United Way of Wisconsin, will receive just under $16.5 million to distribute devices. Governor Evers' office says since launching in 2019, the program has assisted more than 410,000 households and businesses. We could receive an update on rule changes for the next deer season later today. The Department of Natural Resources Deer Advisory Committee will meet in Madison. The agenda includes new boundaries for the state's deer management units. Now, any changes would be for the 2025 season, as deer season in Wisconsin for this year is already open. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi. Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport is extending its MSP Reserve program to Terminal 1. This will begin on Tuesday. The free program allows passengers to reserve a time slot for security screening to reduce wait times. Travelers can book reservations online up to a week in advance and will use a designated lane at the North Checkpoint. The program, which initially launched at Terminal 2 in May of 2023, aims to enhance efficiency and traveler experience. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Spoiler alert, Buescher is coming for wins. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
I got my together.
I got my together.
I got my together.
Just say it. You can get your shots together too. Your COVID-19 shot and your flu shot at the same visit as recommended by the CDC.
I got my shots together.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both.
Are you getting your shit together?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
After reigning victorious in a wild finish to Sunday's NASCAR Cup Series race at Watkins Glen International, Chris Buescher made it clear that he still has something to prove, despite not being in the playoffs. The RFK Racing pilot is making the maximum effort to upset the apple cart and will steal the spotlight anytime he can.
Our sport's not like others, right? We have this playoff format that starts, but nobody goes home. We race the same drivers and teams every week, no matter if there's a playoff going on or not. So our sport's not like others in that sense. So we're here to race, to win. And we're going to play spoiler as much as we can in the next 7 or 8 weeks coming up as well.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, no, wait.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
The Brewers open a week-long homestand tonight when they play the first of three against the Phillies. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers start the day with a magic number of three to clinch the Central. They're two games behind the Dodgers and four behind the Phillies for the best two records in the National League. Today's a travel day for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers as they play for their second ever Midwest League championship. They beat Lake County 5-4 last night to grab a game one of that best of three series. Game two tomorrow night in Ohio. Week two of the NFL season wrapping up tonight in Philadelphia, where the Eagles take on the Atlanta Falcons. Packers even their record at 1-1 with Sunday's 16-10 victory over the Colts. That's 12 straight home opening victories for the green and gold, and they did it without their starting quarterback, Jordan Love. Packers hit the road again next week with a matchup at Tennessee against the Titans. And the football Badgers throttled by Alabama 42-10 on Saturday. They now get a bye week off. They're 2-1 and will open Big Ten play at USC in 2 weeks. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Got pine cones? Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources state nurseries are paying $125 per bushel for red pine cones and $60 per bushel for white pine cones. I'll tell you how you can help the DNR out and make a little cash while you're doing it when we return.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
The Wisconsin DNR needs your help collecting red and white pine cones for its reforestation program. State nurseries will pay collectors to bring in the cones. The DNR has a network of seed and cone buying stations scattered across the Badger State. September is a prime month to collect mature red and white pine cones when the color has just turned brown, but the scales have not yet opened to release the seeds. State nurseries pay $125 per bushel for red pine cones and $60 per bushel for white pine cones. A bushel is 8 gallons, and experienced collectors can pick a bushel of red pine cones in 2 to 3 hours when the crop is good. White pine cones are larger, so picking a bushel usually takes about an hour. Store the cones in breathable containers in a cool, dry place and deliver the cones to one of the DNR's buying stations as soon as possible. Find more details and a list of DNR buying stations at dnr.wisconsin.gov, then search Sell Tree Seed. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I got my together.
I got my together.
I got my together.
Just say it. You can get your shots together, too. Your COVID-19 shot and your flu shot at the same visit as recommended by the CDC.
I got my shots together.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both.
Are you getting your together?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight. Low mid-60s. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid Tuesday and Wednesday. Highs mid-80s. Clouds return Thursday, a chance of storms late. High temps drop back into the low 80s. More rain chances for the upcoming weekend. Good news and good deals can be found at goodnewsminnesota.com. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Well, we all are always optimistic on a Monday we'll see some decent trade. We know the corn, the beans ended up negative and pulled down as well by what we saw in this wheat complex. We switch gears to look at the livestock. It was a mixed market for this cattle and hogs. Well, they were the bright spot with some nice green on the screen. We're going to break down some of the movements we've seen in this trade for a Monday as Alex Gade joins us. He is up in the Hardington area of Nebraska, as he is with the crew at TradeOS. So, Alex, I appreciate you stepping in today to join us for the Channel Final Bell. First of all, before we even dive into the what's in the house, kind of what was your overall takeaway of a Monday trade?
Yeah, I mean, thanks for having me. It's always good to hop on here. Early in the week, kind of a choppy sideways trade. You know, nothing really alarming. You know, yeah, we had a little bit of a bean sale here this morning, 132,000 metric tons to China. You know, that carried over from, I think we had 100,000 last week. We're the cheapest game in town through the end of the year at this point. So, you know, that's obviously nice. But, yeah, I mean, I saw a quick little headline of notebook crush this morning. I think we were at 158 million bushels. And I think we were somewhere expecting 170-ish. But, yeah, kind of a choppy sideways trade with harvest, I don't know, 2 weeks away, just kind of depending on where you're at and what your planning windows were. But I don't know. I mean, I think in terms of charts and price actions, you know, beans were somewhere in the middle of some different moving averages. You know, we've held the support at $10 and, you know, 10 days ago, whatever, we pop up to 10:30. So that's kind of acting as some nearby resistance here with longer term levels up to, you know, 10:40 to 10:80. I would think, you know, the two big factors in my mind there is going to be South American weather, which, you know, has been dry. That's no secret to probably anyone, but it's not totally irregular for this time of year. So, you know, now if we fast forward into October and November and if dry weather persists, likely helpful for price. You know, we saw that last year and had a nice little rally in November. So outside of that, I mean, yeah, other factor would be USDA, which not a lot of news to decipher from USDA report last week. You know, basically the same yield and production, but I guess to switch gears, go on the corn side of things, you know, again, we're holding support of that big $4 number, nearby resistance in that 415 range. But if we do crack that, gosh, can we go ahead to 4.25? You know, I don't know if we do or not, but I think it's worth having some targets out there, you know, kind of carrying off of last week's USDA. Yeah, we go in print a little bit larger corn yield, but we also increased demand. But across the board, it seemed like it was a little bit friendlier report than kind of expected rolling into it.
So let's break down a little bit, talk about the soybeans and those purchases that were made. They say unknown, but everybody assumes that it is going to be out of China. And they've been kind of back in the marketplace a little bit. Is there some concerns when it comes to, you know, obviously looking at South America and what's available? Or are we just that much cheaper at this point that finally China's coming back to look at us for possibilities?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, we're the cheapest game, you know, worldwide here currently, but I'm sure China's obviously paying attention to South America and their weather. I don't know if we're on great terms with China or not in terms of, it seems like they'd rather buy from anywhere else except us, but that's, you know, I don't know exactly where we're at in that relationship, but it's funny that you say that. And yeah, sometimes some of those sales say unknown, but this morning, yeah, initially USDA said 132,000 metric tons, you know, sold to unknown, and then they kind of refresh it 10 minutes later and say, actually, that was to China and it's not unknown. So, you know, I would say as far as we're the cheapest point or cheapest, you know, internationally currently. So hopefully that continues. Hopefully the buying continues. I'm obviously like to see price trend back higher, but that's the balance, you know, of demand and price. You got to have a balancing act there.
You know, you talked about the fact that we're about 2 weeks, give or take, away from any sort of harvest taking place in our neck of the woods. And we know there's been some decent numbers that are already coming out of parts of Illinois and Indiana. How do you see the basis changing or leading up to this harvest at this point?
Yeah, you know, we've seen bean basis get just slightly better. But looking at maybe getting some of that locked down before we hit full on, gut slot harvest here in 2 weeks or something like that. So, yeah, I mean, if your processors are, you know, and I guess in my neck of the woods, looking at the new plant in Norfolk or Sioux City, just paying attention to kind of where they were at in springtime and, you know, have they improved yet, you know, 5, 10, 15 cents? Yeah. So maybe looking at that and just say, hey, does this make sense for our operation or what direction we want to head there?
So what are you seeing weather-wise? Because I know that there's a chance that we're going to get some rain, at least on the eastern half of Nebraska, and we will welcome that with open arms and know that that front's going to move eastward as well. Do you see that weather kind of weighing in at all into this trade this week?
Yeah, if anything, you know, if harvest does get an early start, that rain might pause that. I mean, we had a little sprinkle here this morning and just a fuzz of rain kind of over the weekend, but you know, you go, a little bit further west and see, you know, Polk County or something like that. I looked at the radar this morning, it was pretty decent rain. And some of that transition east kind of died out. But, yeah, I mean, it'd be nice. I know we've got a chance here towards the end of the week if that's, you know, like a half chance on Thursday. I'd be in the same boat. Like, hey, yeah, give us some rain. We'll hold off harvest for, you know, if that slows us down or pushes us back 3-4 days. Yeah, put me in that boat. I'll take the rain.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't think anybody will turn it away at this point knowing – that it sets the stage for 25.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't, we've certainly had kind of a drier finish to this crop. Obviously, coming off the spring, you know, it seemed like it rained about every 24 hours. So, at this point, we're fairly dry August. So, any rain we can help get in the ground heading into fall, obviously, you know, a little bit more in the bank heading into next spring.
All right, well, stick around, folks. Oops, sorry about that, Alex. Stick around, folks. We've got a lot more coming up as the Channel Final Bell continues on the Rural Radio Network.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network. We're continuing our conversation this afternoon with Alex Gade with Trade-Offs. And we were talking about harvest getting underway, and I know we've got a crop progress report that'll come out here later this afternoon. Do you expect any surprises? And I mean, obviously, conditions should at this point be starting to see a decrease. But what are you thinking? Anything that might be out of norm for this report this afternoon?
Yeah, I don't see anything, you know, life-changing or out of the realm. I mean, yeah, you'd expect conditions to probably falter a little bit. And yeah, harvest progress increases a little bit there. But I guess I don't see anything. If me looking at the last week, you know, nothing groundbreaking in my mind that would go shift that to be something irregular.
Well, obviously there is some concern. So when we look at weather in South America, because the dryness continues in Brazil, and I know that there was still talk about those fire situations happening over the weekend. What are you hearing when it comes to attempted planting progress at this point with the conditions that they're in?
Yeah, I know it's slower than regular pace. You know, I don't know if somewhere down in Mato Grosso, if they're able to, you know, go and plant some of their irrigated stuff. But I think as far as dry land stuff, I think they're kind of holding off. So I would say that's maybe a fuzz behind, you know, your longer term averages and different stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, yeah, speaking about fires, I mean, that's the absolute last thing we need here domestically, given the dry August we've had. And, you know, with harvest right around the corner, it just, yeah, just kind of like we were talking a little bit earlier. Just, yeah, let's get a half chance of rain or a little bit better chance here middle of the week. Obviously helps that risk or kind of dwindle that, you know, with harvest around the corner.
Expand a little bit more. I know you kind of briefly touched on at the beginning of the first half. Let's talk a little about the weekly export inspections, starting with corn and the beans. Anything that you saw in those numbers?
Gosh, you know, it'd be helpful if we could have a little bit more. I mean, we're not real bad off in terms of exports and different stuff like that. I mean, yeah, beans, again, we're kind of the cheapest price in the game right now. So, you know, if we could continue to see those, you know, I'm not saying 132,000 metric ton sales is bad, but obviously it doesn't hurt things if we can up that to, you know, 250 or 300. get a little bit heavier swing. I mean, yeah, they've been consistent, but yeah, maybe do we just need a little bit heavier number more consistently would be obviously desired.
What about on the wheat? Are we dealing with some profit taking for them at this point?
Yeah, that's been kind of a tough chart looking at that. I mean, yeah, pretty big down day today. So I don't know, some of those funds are getting, lightening up their position, saying, hey, we've made our money on this position. Let's kind of move on to the next thing, or maybe kick to the sideline, kind of see what they do interest rate wise or different talks there. So, yeah, I would say probably coming out of the day, looking at the technicals, we're certainly at the upper end of the range on the wheat complex. So, do you see some of that stuff? Some just kind of lightening up on positions, saying, hey, we'll move to the sideline for now. We've made our money, so let's kind of reassess where we want to head at.
So looking at the rest of the trading week, from a grain perspective, what do we need to be kind of keeping an eye out for, Alex?
Yeah, obviously, I mean, if we can have some weather develop later this week, that'd obviously be nice. But, outside of, we've got some reports coming out in October, some quarterly stocks, looking at that type of stuff. But, if we do get into the field, typically see some of the worst yields first. So, if that nearby can help us out, and maybe you do go retrace back to, 415, 425 on D's corn, or, can we go run to 10 and a quarter, 1030 on beans? Certainly be nice, but that's, I guess, with harvest being right around the corner, pretty hard to go get the market overly excited about anything. Unless it's something new that we don't know about today.
Well, quickly, but let's take a look at the livestock side from a technical perspective. And as you look at these charts, what are you seeing that we should be watching out for?
Yeah, I mean, looking at October live, we finished the day down just a fuzz at 177.30. We're right at our 9 and 20-day moving averages. So, I don't know if you got some nearby resistance there at 178.5, and then we've got a couple more moving averages in that, colliding in that 180 range. So, if we can break some of that resistance, hopefully that gives us a little bit of room to run a little bit higher. On the feeder side of things, we finished the day, call it unchanged, somewhere in that 239 area. We've cracked our 9 and 20-day moving average, in that 236 range, and we ran right to that 239, 240 area. So, if we can crack this nearby resistance, there's a fair amount of air, in that chart before we had that hard sell off in early August. But, that sounds really positive, and I'd love to end on a positive note, but that, just because we cracked that doesn't mean we can't go turn around. And, if we do break our 236 support area, there's a little bit of air kind of down back towards contract lows at 229.
All right. Sounds good. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you guys, Alex?
Yeah, you bet. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, that's at TradeOffLLC.
All right. Thanks so much. That is today's Channel Final Bell. Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PTx, innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. A potential strike by longshoremen at ports along the U.S. Gulf and East Coasts is looming, and representatives say it's becoming increasingly unlikely that a new contract will be struck by October 1st. We'll take a look at the impact on agriculture after this.
AGCO is proud to launch PTX, a new leading brand that aligns precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTX Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season, PTX is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTX. Visit PTXAg.com to learn more.
The International Longshoremen's Association, representing 25,000 dock workers, has threatened to strike if a new contract isn't reached with the U.S. Maritime Alliance by October 1st. A strike could have significant impacts on ag exports, particularly containerized shipments, which are critical for specific markets. While bulk shipments, like those from the Mississippi Gulf region, won't be directly impacted, a strike could still disrupt critical parts of the ag supply chain. The looming labor dispute centers around several key issues, including wages, automation, and health care provisions. The last strike by East Coast dock workers was back in 1977, but the situation today is much more complex, given the highly globalized and container-reliant economy around the world. And the timing couldn't be worse, as the ag industry already faces tight margins and numerous challenges from rising input costs and uncertain markets. Politically, this issue may see intervention from the White House, especially given that this November is an election. The Labor Management Relations Act, or the Taft-Hartley bill, gives the president the authority to intervene in strikes that threaten national safety or the economy. It has been used before, for instance, in 2002, when President George W. Bush intervened in a West Coast port strike. But as tensions rise, both sides remain far apart on those key issues like automation and wages. According to Mike Steenhook, the executive director of the Soybean Transportation Coalition, containerized exports are important for smaller, specialized shipments, which allow for traceability and meet unique market demands. In 2023, U.S. soybean exports by container totaled more than 2.6 million tons. Many commodities could be impacted by the strike, like berries, fruits, and frozen meat, but bulk shipments are handled by a different union, so they'll continue. As the strike threat intensifies, shippers are beginning to worry about long-term disruptions, which could slow down trade significantly. I'll be back with more after this.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
We'll be keeping an eye on the headlines as we get closer to October 1st. The International Longshoremen's Association and the Marine Alliance will need to have a new six-year contract by that date, or container shipments from the U.S. Gulf and East Coast ports will stop, pinching supply chains during an expected busy harvest for U.S. farmers. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PTX. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight. Low mid-60s. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid Tuesday and Wednesday. Highs mid-80s. Clouds return Thursday, a chance of storms late. High temps drop back into the low 80s. More rain chances for the upcoming weekend. Good news and good deals can be found at goodnewsminnesota.com. Currently, it's 85.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go west, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, I'd be wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
Barbed wire fence carving on a hillside, cutting holes in the midday sun, like a postcard framed in a windshield covered in dust. I love the rhythm of an old gray black top, 33's just whistling by. Steer the wheel one-handed on a two-lane, hugging that line. I got the windows down, no one else around, singing. An old New Holland, hammered down and pass them on up. The breeze smells like a summertime hay field's just been cut. I got the windows down, way out of town, singing.
Freedom is the miles I'm rolling on. Out here cruising to a back road song. I feel the wheels like a melody, like
it better. Girl, what I'm thinking is I can pick you up, you slide in this truck, and I can hear you singing. Let me hear you singing. Ooh. Ooh. Freedom is the miles we're rolling on. Ooh. Out here cruising to a backroom song. I feel the wheels like a melody, like a radio dialing in strong. Come on, come on, sing along, sing along to my backroom song. Sing along to my back road song. This is my back road song.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
See you and me riding like Bonnie and Clyde. Rolling 95, burning down 129, yeah. Looking for the law while I push my luck. She loves shotgun like it ain't no thing. Turn the radio off so the girl can sing right. Pull them to the party like y'all was some. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town. Get up, drop the tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on. It's not as bottoms up. Give them up. It's not as bottoms up. Get them up. Damn. Girl, I gotta tip my hat. Never thought a country song make you move like that, yeah. And she's doing it in Daisy Dukes, girl. Got you tapping on the boy show. Hey, dog, check this out. Man, it's how them girls do it in the dirty south, yeah. Should have you on the knee, can I marry you? Hey, tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town. To get up, drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and feel your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Slide on in like, girl, what's up? Tonight is bottoms up. Get them up. Tonight is bottoms up. Get them up. Get them up. Get them up. Get them up. Times. Oh, y'all get your drinks up high. Everybody feeling alright. Damn right. Cause tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and feel your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town. To get up, drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up? Tonight is bottoms up.
Peppin' Alma Eagles.
From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Gravel.